This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
David in Alaska is on the line with a question about a foundation. What can we do for you?
Yes, what I've got is a daylight basement. It's made out of quad lock with a poured slab, and I'm getting a lot of moisture in on the coming in from the outside. I put the bitumen over the quad lock and over the footing, and I'm still getting a lot of water inside the house. In the winter times when it's bad and we have to run at least one, maybe two dehumidifiers, or even, dehumidifiers.
Does it seem to be consistent with maybe the warmer temperatures in the winter, like where maybe it's starting to melt a little bit, or is it the same all the time?
Yeah, pretty much the same all the time. And the bitumen was sealed with a heat gun all the way down over the footing. But I don't know if that's where my problem's at, that the house is close to 20 years old.
Typically, when you get high humidity and high moisture like that, it's because of drainage. The water has to melt, the snow has to melt, then it gets into the concrete one way or the other, and it gets drawn through because concrete is very hydroscopic. It really soaks up a lot of moisture, then it evaporates to the inside spaces. If your drainage is in good condition on the outside, in other words, you know, in the spring or the summer, you want to make sure that your soil around the house, if at all possible, it has a good slope away so that when that snow starts to melt, that water runs in that direction. It doesn't fall down along the foundation where it can become drawn into the house. And then, of course, you also want to make sure that your gutters are clear and free-flowing and all that. It doesn't sound like that's as much of an issue for you in particular. Now, you mentioned you were running a dehumidifier. What kind of heat do you have in this house? Is it forced air or what kind of heat is it?
For your stove.
So it's not, you don't have a furnace. You don't have warm air that's blowing through. It's not ducted.
No.
What I would recommend in that basement space is a better quality dehumidifier. David, take a look online at the dehumidifiers that are made by ThermaStore, ThermaStore. They have two brands. One is called Ultra Air, and the other one's called Santa Fe. They're either freestanding or they're designed to be suspended from the ceiling. I have one, I have an Ultra Air that I use in my basement, which tends to get damp, even though I have good drainage conditions on the outside. And it's been very effective for us. And it basically drains into a sump pump, and it takes out a surprising amount of moisture from that space every single day. So that might be a good solution for you. I just asked you those earlier questions to make sure that anything that you can do physically to make sure water's not collecting around the house is done. And it sounds like that might be the case. So the next step would be to install a good quality dehumidifier. Okay?
Okay. Is it energy efficient?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely. All right, David, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.